Good morning, Colento.
Good morning, Debs.
Thank you for inviting me to your anchor show. I understand this is your first podcast, and I'm so excited to be a part of it with you here in Southern California. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. You should be excited because I'm amazing.
That's what I hear, see, and know. The real man of God, would you please stand up?
The scripture says the godly are as bold as lions.
Amen. How, you know what? I hear that you found the love of your life and you're about to get married.
She found me, actually, but I am getting married and she is the love of my life.
Okay, now let me see. Is that scriptural? The Bible says, he that findeth a good thing, I think you found her. Amen?
You're correct. I am wrong. God presented her to me, and I found her when I looked up.
Well, tell me, what was that special moment like?
It was, you know, when you were like unbelievable and surreal. You sound like you're trying to make it too deep, but it was really special, incredible, and great, and greatly appreciated.
Amen. Well, you know, let me ask you a question then. How long have you known her before you realized that she was the one?
Our story is kind of interesting. We had a 20-year interruption in our relationship. Was not God's will for us to be together during that time. But when we reconnected, it seemed like it happened rapidly over about a 6-month period.
Wow. You know, I remember, and let me know if this is the woman that you're speaking of. I remember back in last year, I was in Texas. We both were in Texas. And I felt the Lord telling me to tell you that your wife is on her way. And God is about to send you a wife. And now I hear that you're engaged. And I said, I got to get in contact with you and find out if this is the word that God gave to me to give to you, if this is the one.
Well, she is the one.
Amen.
And I'm so happy the Lord gave you that gift to foresee that, because at the time I was a broken man and did not even think you was in your right mind when you said such a thing.
Right. But I remember you did say, okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to chew on that and get back to you on it. I remember you did say that. I said, okay.
All right. Is that what I said? See, that's how you speak the truth in love. I wanted to say, Deborah, you weirdo.
And you know what? Let's share with our audience the reason why you felt that way.
Well, life throws some pretty strong punches, and I have been dealing with quite a few. So to hear good news when you've been experiencing all bad news, sometimes you don't even have faith to accept what you hear.
Amen.
But when it comes to past, God will bring to your remembrance that I was with you then when you was broken, just like I'm with you now when you are much, much, much better. I'm special in your heart because he gave you a word in the middle of your storm.
Wow. You know what? That reminds me. I think a lot of times, when we're going through storms in our lives, God wants to speak those words. But I think, just like you said, we don't have that listening spiritual ear to hear. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about even when Jesus, you know, when in that storm and they woke him up and they were like, okay, how can you sleep
right
in the midst of this storm, right? Mm-hmm. And then what did he do? Immediately he spoke what?
Peace.
Amen. I believe that when we're in the midst of our storms, I believe that there's a word of peace that God wants to speak into our hearts. But sometimes, like you say, is that we're going through so much pain and agony, and we are rehearsing different words in our lives. We are rehearsing all of the misfit things, you know, all of the tragedy. We are rehearsing all those words that God, you can't even hear what God wants to speak into your life, your spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think that word of peace that I spoke, that God gave to me through the Spirit, I believe that that word that I spoke, when you were able to settle down your spirit, you were able to hear it. And then it brought confirmation that this is the woman. Amen?
Amen. And when I was, in order to hear God, you must be still.
That's it.
And it's hard for us in such an active world with information coming at us in all directions constantly to be still. But God doesn't operate in a hurry mode or a rush mode or an anxious mode. So when you're still, you can hear the best from God. Because otherwise, just like you said earlier, your eyeballs will be telling you what things to do or not do, or what you hear, your any of your five senses, and that's not enough because God operates through the spirit man.
That's right.
And if we depend on what we see to get us through, we're going to be quite disappointed. But God would never disappoint us. And I like to tell everybody in conclusion that he is greater than American, United, or Delta, because he's on time all the time.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for this time. And we're going to have to follow up when they get closer to that date. And even maybe we'll have a chance to hear from Mrs. Kalento Kemp. You have a blessed day. And thank you for your time, Kalento.